Christina Lundberg is a writing instructor, an essayist, and a poet. She says she was looking for a poetry group to join.
So when I saw Drink and Draft Poetry Roadshow, I loved the quality of the logo. And so I thought, these could be serious writers. They could be. So I reached out. And then when they started going online, I thought, this is perfect.
She says growth is a part of the process of evolving as a human being, and attending poetry workshops helps her advance. Eric Bodwell is a teacher and the co-facilitator for the workshop that she attends. He says he was a part of a group called Open Sky Poets, which disbanded, so he reached out to another former member of that group, poet Jen May, and suggested creating educational workshops. The idea for this creative space was for poets to receive feedback and more.
We really wanted to have something where we could help people move forward with their writing in addition to the community and the critique, which I think critique is great, but it's not necessarily focused on, you know, improving those skills necessarily, just giving feedback.
Bodwell and May did one event at a coffee shop in February 2020, then COVID hit. The workshops turned virtual, but the label for the traveling workshop remained the same. May explains the concept behind the name.
We really wanted to foster a sense of community. And the best way to do that is to get people to have a beverage together, right? We tend to confess more. We tend to emote more. We tend to share more.
Lundberg says she loves the workshops because everyone who attends wants to help each other. Plus, she says, Bodwell's lesson plan is well thought out.
The poetry exercises he brings are relevant, they're engaging, they're playful and fun. So like, even though I've done tons of poetry exercises, I still love the ones that he brings.
She adds that participants are kind but honest when they give peer feedback. Atrocious Poets is another group that offers workshops. This group is out of Woodstock, Illinois. Jessica Campbell is one of the directors of the group. She says their workshops are great for both beginner and seasoned poets.
You know, if you're starting out and you're just trying to write poetry for the first time, to be in a group of people who've been doing it for a long time can give you a different perspective, can really help you feel more comfortable with what you're doing and sharing what you're doing.
She explains that experienced writers can better understand their own work as they teach others. May says longtime writers can sometimes get stuck, and these workshops can help get them out of that hole.
I think that another thing for poets that are seasoned or even have published is that we are challenging them to not necessarily use writing forms that they're comfortable with.
This could include sonnets and other types of structured verses. Dawn Zair is another director of Atrocious Poets. She says the pandemic fostered an important need for creativity, and these workshops support that.
And that generative creative energy can help us not only understand ourselves and our place in the world and what's happening around us, but can help us to move through a variety of emotions.
Zair says these workshops have made her appreciate how her writing lands with the audience. She says it helps her understand if what she is trying to communicate is or isn't coming through. Lundberg also says if she doesn't share her poetry with others, she doesn't know if she's hitting the mark when delivering her message. She says these workshops help her discover new things and sharpen her craft. Both workshops take place virtually. Event times can be found on the group's Facebook pages. I'm Yvonne Booz.